Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Heavy rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Lane are pounding Hawaii's Big Island today, spawning flash flood warnings and landslides as residents and businesses begin to prepare for the most powerful hurricane to hit the island since 1992. This business owner said he's doing what he can to prepare.
So we're taping up all the glass, we got sandbags, we got the plywood up all the frames, so all we can do is hope for the best, right?
New charges have been filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The term gig economy came into use during the Great Recession to describe work that you would do for multiple different people, such as driving for Uber or Lyft, for example. Lewis Hyman is an associate professor at Cornell University. He talks about some of the benefits and drawbacks to a gig economy.
Yeah, no, there's definitely pluses and minuses. The appeal is flexibility and control. You control your time in many of these jobs. You control how you work. You get to combine multiple jobs so that you can have varieties of things to do in a day. And, you know, this is certainly an appealing alternative to getting to the office at 8:30 and having your boss yell at you all day. The downside is, of course, that most of our benefit systems are tied to our permanent jobs. So, you know, your health care is tied to an employer and your retirement is tied to an employer. So for these kinds of independent workforces, it's difficult to figure out how to get those kinds of security, that kind of security built into the gig economy. You know, what kind of trade-offs do we want to have? Certainly in the post-war period, we traded autonomy for security. And today, there is this opportunity to say, well, maybe we can have our cake and eat it too. Maybe we can have autonomy and security if we enact the right kinds of policies and rethink how our businesses run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known all author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. Let me tell you, a lot of great emails, a lot of great questions coming in from all over the country this past week. We're going to discuss today on the program. Yeah, I'll explain why this whole situation in Italy matters. I'm going to go back to how I explained the whole Greek crisis and what this all means and how it affects us and how it won't affect us. And I'm disappointed, really am, again, in the media and their just inability to really try to explain why things are happening. They don't even make an attempt. They really don't. It's all an effort, as usual, just to, you know, yell fire in a crowded theater and try to get people to do stupid things with their money. But we're going to start off today. Took a look at a survey that was put together. And again, nothing new to longtime listeners here at the program. The title of the article, Disruptive Megatrends Necessitate a New Social Contract for Retirement. Now, when I hear the word social contract, I automatically start thinking about big government stepping in. Here I come to save the day. Here, you know, here it comes, Mighty Mouse, all the king's horses and all the king's men trying to fix retirement when they screwed the whole concept in of itself up already. All right. This is actually a global study that was put together, and I'm going to give you some of the results here and what people think. Basically, they asked workers and retirees about retirement and what's impacting their plans for retirement. Like, the most frequently cited trends are, well, people are worried about reductions in government benefits. They're worried about increased life expectancy. They're worried about volatility in the financial markets. They're worried about changes in labor markets. And they're worried about the prolonged low interest rate environment. What does this all mean? How is it going to affect retirement? How is it going to affect them down the road? And let me tell you something. They're all right. The survey findings provide evidence, what they say in the article, of a crumbling social contract. Now, what is social contract? Social contract might be described as what we might call here on the program conventional wisdom. Basically, governments and employers working together and putting money away for people and taking care of the people and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we are big believers here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show, Markowski Investments and Personal Responsibility. We've been telling people for decades that eventually these government systems are going to run out of money. Cuts are going to be made. Pensions are going to run out of money, and they are. Several stories this past week talking about public pensions and the dire situation that they're in. Not to mention the fact, I'm not even talking about that. I'm also talking about all the cutbacks that we might have to see for schools and other government services just to make good on these pensions. Listen, you've had people have fantasized for a long time. Madison Avenue has had a field day. Field day, running advertisements and people walking out the workplace to a world of travel and rounds of golf and vacation time and all sorts of stuff. And all you're going to have all of this money there for you in the end. The reality is much, much different today. And many of the trends and many of the things that people are worried about, well, you know what? They have an effect on this. Longer lifespans. Safety net program shortcomings. Inadequate savings. Have many people at risk right now. 52% of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. Much less board that fantasy cruise. We've been warning about this retirement crisis for a long time. We've got a white paper on it that has been downloaded thousands and thousands and thousands of times all around the country since we released it late last year. It's free at our website. Go and get it. Go and get it if you want to pull your head out of the sand. What we've been telling people right here on the program is to forget everything that you know. Everything that you know about retirement. Basically, the rules for decades was, hey, you know what? I'm getting close to retirement. I'm going to shift the balance in my portfolio to more conservative assets. That or you submit your paperwork to start your pension. You file for Social Security and Medicare. But something changed. And again, many people, we talked about black swans last week on the program. Many people think that these are black swan type of an event. No, it wasn't a black swan type of event. It was an event where people decided to not pay attention. Again, stick their head in the sand. You can go back to FDR, started Social Security. FDR was well aware that they were going to have to go to private accounts for Social Security. He knew you're going to have to. He knew that it was eventually not going to work out. They're all, in of themselves, Ponzi schemes. They're pay-as-you-go systems. Pay-as-you-go systems. And kind of look at this in terms of Bernie Madoff, shall we? If Bernie Madoff got more people to invest in his program, well, you know what? He could have kept it afloat longer. The program wouldn't have collapsed. The Ponzi scheme would have been kept afloat for a longer period of time. That's all it is. Unfortunately, the surplus money that came into Social Security was spent by our politicians. They didn't save it. They didn't invest it. They didn't put it away. It'd be in a much different situation if they did, but they didn't do it. Now, what we're asking people to do, again, to look at things differently. Look at things differently. Understand that you're going to be living longer. Understand that you know what? You're going to be healthier later on in your retirement. You're going to want to do more active things. You know, one of the issues that we've seen is that a lot of people taking a look at this and they're coming to the realization and they're saying, you know what, I need to get more aggressive in my portfolio at this point in time to make up for what I haven't saved. And that's where people are running themselves into investment scams and all sorts of issues and problems. There's a lot of different factors out there. In the study, they mention interest rates, right? Ultra-low interest rates. We're told all the time, hey, these ultra-low interest rates are great. Great for you, right? Great for mortgages, all sorts of great stuff. How great were they for pensions? How great were they for your retirement plan when you have cash and cash equivalents yielding next to nothing? But remember back, you go back 20 years? Want to go back 20 years ago when you could get, 6.5%, 7% on a CD? Not today. Not even close. Not even nearly close can you get that type of money today. That changes things. Social Security. You mentioned this. You got 16 years. 16 years, and then you know what? It says right there on the statement. Guess what? We're out. We're out of money. Things are going to have to change. And how are we going to do this? We're going to start taxing people to a greater degree. You're going to tax the generation that has $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. You're going to put extra taxes on them. They can barely even afford to pay back their student loans right now. And you're going to start asking that generation, you're going to start asking those kids out there to pay more in payroll taxes? How's that going to work? What about pension funds and all the pension funds out there? Have you checked to make sure that yours is on solid ground? Listen, there's a lot of issues out there. And we're doing everything and anything that we can to help people out. And listen, this is not gloom and doom, okay? I want you to look at this and understand what we're talking about. I want to put this in terms of being excited, liberating. Yeah, I don't like it. I get a lot of people coming into the office, kind of like Johnny Fontaine and Godfather 1. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. No, we don't smack you in the face and tell you to act like a man. No, we don't do that at Murkowski Investments. We present to you the reality, and it's a good one. It actually is. You start thinking about doing things a little bit differently. Maybe extending working a little bit more. Maybe just working a couple extra days a week and having it make all the difference in the world. Sometimes these plans that you made back when you were in your 20s or your 30s and your 40s, and you come to look at them today and you understand that the terrain is different. So you better adjust to the terrain. And that's okay. It's not a painful process. I want everybody to understand that it's not a painful process. It's something that you go through and you say, you know what? Okay, this is the way it is. We'll deal with that. Get the help you need. First and foremost, get to our website. Download our white paper on the retirement crisis and what we've been helping people with all over the country. There's no other firm that's doing this right now. Do you understand? You got free consultations with our certified financial planners. If you want an honest assessment about what's going to happen moving forward, you've come to the right place. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value parts stores. For me, Auto Value parts stores are a home run every time.
Cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
And I used to get really bent out of shape and angry, at the program when ripoffs and scams and con artists. And I mentioned that I kind of gotten away from getting angry anymore about this. But let me tell you something. It does upset me, and it makes me sad when I see people and I talk to people that are actually, let's put this into perspective, upset and worried that they're going to live too long. I mean, think about that for a second. Now, I'm packing on the years just as much as everybody else does, and I'm starting to, recognize as my kids are getting older, I'm like, wow, I'm not going to be here forever. And I start worrying about having enough time to get all accomplished what I want to get accomplished and the things I want to do. But I'm speaking to people that are worried that they might live too long. Think about the twisted logic behind this. The fact that greater longevity is a problem. How twisted is that? Don't you think we should be living in a world where we're looking forward to celebrating a longer, healthier life? Not living in fear of running out of money? Remember when Spock from Star Trek, his parting words, live long and prosper. That's what we're all about. Now, you see this part of the study that we were citing earlier, that the lady actually cited, said she was continued to be struck by the small share of workers who do formal retirement planning. Use of financial advisor increases with age and income, but just 23% of workers say that they have spoken with a professional advisor about retirement planning, and only 1 in 10 report they have prepared a formal plan for retirement. Again, formal plan. What does that mean? Formal plan for Markowski Investments is not some question and answer crap or some gobbledygook you got from your 401k plan. We put together people's financial plans with reality in mind. The fact that you don't know what's going to happen coming down the road. That plays a big part of it. You know one of the big issues as well, and the reason why so many people do not get their financial plan done the right way and they just wing it? It's the damn industry itself. Almost the entire financial planning industry ignores people. Ignores individuals that are looking to build wealth. They don't care about people that are looking to build wealth. That's hard. When you're building up wealth, that involves work. Most financial planners out there, and hey, listen, I know that there's many of them listening to this program, and some of them I'm actually friends with, and they laugh at me all the time. What are you doing, Markowski, messing around with those people? What do you do? Why do you even bother messing around with people trying to build wealth? Because it's really easy once people have wealth is keeping it. Oh, that's a piece of cake. Once people get, that's a piece, that's a much easier job than it is than building it over time and doing the right things. Mainstream brokers, planners, they are only interested in working with people that are already wealthy. We have always found that business model to be completely and utterly shameful. I find it disgusting. I stopped going, and I was kind of a bit of a celebrity when I used to go. To go to these various different financial planning conferences and sit in on these various different panels, and then I'd go to listen to various different people, and they'd always have these experts, these consultants, practice consultants, with their Wharton MBAs and their Harvard MBAs, telling all of the brokers and advisors how they should structure their business. And the advice that they gave year in, year out was this: fire clients. Fire all of your smaller clients. Focus on only your larger clients and doing more for them and getting more referrals from them. Don't deal with those smaller clients out there. The multi-million dollar guys are the ones that you should be dealing with. Don't waste your time. Waste your time with people who have a couple hundred thousand dollars. That to them was wasting one's time. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I don't know. It doesn't compute with me how people can treat people, others, in that way. Especially people that actually are good at what they do. That could actually help the masses out, but they choose not to. A true professional, in my opinion, what a professional is, wouldn't look just to manage wealth, but build wealth as well. And all the challenges that go along with that. In my opinion, I don't know, everybody's different. It's more important to have a professional that's going to tell you the truth about what needs to be done, what one needs to do to get one to their goals, rather than another sales pitch coupled with a glossy brochure containing a picture of a vineyard in Napa or the Eiffel Tower. Reality is you need to know who you are. The ability to know oneself along with the realities of the terrain in order to do what? To live long and to prosper. Get all the help you need at our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Again, our latest white paper, all of the columns rewritten on financial planning, free consultation with our certified financial planners, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
A judge set a $5 million bail yesterday for the illegal immigrant accused of killing an Iowa college student. Today on Fox and Friends, President Trump said now more than ever we need to fix our immigration system.
She was killed by a horrible person that came in from Mexico illegally here, found by ICE. We're building the wall. It's already started. We've spent $3.2 billion on it. We're asking for $5 billion for this year's funding. The wall is going up. A lot of people don't know it. I'd like to build it even faster, but dealing with the Democrats is very tough.
Reality Winner, a former government contractor, earlier this year pleaded guilty to mailing classified information to a news organization, was sentenced to 5 years in jail today. In court today, Winner did apologize and acknowledge that what she did was wrong. Authorities never identified the news organization who Winner sent the classified information to. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is a constant battle every single day. It really is. And I have my concerns. And I've got kids. Of course I'm concerned. How can one not be concerned? One of the things that I've said I just want for my children. I want for my children to grow up in a world where they can succeed beyond their wildest dreams. And guess what? Fail. Because that's the flip side. If you want to succeed beyond your wildest dreams, if you want to go out and accomplish great things, no matter what your status is, what level you grew up in, you also have to couple that with failure. And I am concerned. I'm concerned because a lot of people, they no longer want to deal with failure. More and more people out there looking to the government to solve everyone's problems, which is ironic if you think about it. You take a look at all the problems that we have. You take a look at Social Security. You take a look at pensions falling apart. Weren't all the wizards of smart supposed to be controlling all this, taking care of all this? But they screw it up. What is it with human beings that we look to the people that caused all the problems to fix the problems? That's something that doesn't make any sense to me. And when I read stories about a new social contract, I get scared a little bit. I do. Because I know a little bit more than most people do when it comes to this stuff. And I know what the government wants to do. We've written about it here on the program. Last time I brought this up on the program, people didn't believe me. I actually had to send them to the Congressional Record and actually look up the documents. The government's got a plan in place already to go ahead and seize everyone's retirement accounts and start up a Social Security Part 2. I want to remind everybody that your IRAs and your 401ks are all just little quirks in the tax code. That's all they are. They're just little quirks in the tax code that allow you to put away money and have it grow tax-free and lower your top-line income a little bit. What would happen if we run into a situation where, you know what, we just go too far into debt and we have an issue and we can't borrow money like we used to? A situation similar to what happened in Greece not too long ago. Look what happened in Italy this past week. We'll talk about that here on the program. Yeah, but there was an idea that was floated not too long ago, and it's sitting there at the Treasury Department. Yeah. The idea is for the government to step in and to create something called guaranteed government accounts. Yeah. Another Social Security where they would, again, take over everyone's 401ks and IRAs and retirement accounts, and they would guarantee you a rate of return, I don't know, a couple hundred basis points above the prime rate. What they would do was take all of that money and give it to themselves. That's it. Yeah, this is the type of stuff that, you know, should make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It gives me the heebie-jeebies too. But this is the situation that we're in right now. And this oftentimes people ask me, this is a response, how come you cover so much politics and how come you cover so much in regards to fiscal situations on your program? Well, this is why. This is why. My wife's family lives in Greece. Most of her family lives in Greece. They've had their government pensions that they paid into their entire life, cut to the bone. Cut to the bone. Life for the people there since their financial crisis has been miserable. Miserable. And not only that, they don't even allow you to go back to work. What do you think is happening all around the globe? This is why I talk about these things here on the program. Because again, I don't want that life for my kids. I want my kids to be able to, like I said, succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'm going to get back. I'm going to talk a little bit about what took place in Europe this past week and all the hullabaloo and all the nonsense that you're hearing. We'll make sense out of it for you and why it matters. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, that you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. What happened this past week? Yeah, a lot of emails from around the country, people scratching their heads. Why does this matter? What's going on in Italy? Why did the bonds go crazy? Why did the market drop by 500 points, and then it ended up being down a little under 400 points. Why? First and foremost, okay, want to let everybody, full disclosure here. If you were concerned on Tuesday over what happened in the markets, you're doing something wrong, and you need to get your financial plan done the right way. I know I say that often, but you need to. You know what I thought about the sell-off? I yawned. I knew exactly what was going on. And it wasn't that big of a deal. However, what is happening over in Europe matters. It matters in the sense of what's going to happen next. Where is the money going to flow next around the globe? I spent a significant part of my life living, studying working in Europe. And what I studied when I was there was the European Union. This is before, well before the euro. This is back when the European Union was not in its infancy stages, but was coming along. The Schengen Treaty wasn't even put into effect. I still had to show my passport going from country to country to country. The original European Union and how it was established as the trading bloc and the Maastricht Treaty and all these things, good thing. Great thing. But like many things, it turned into a big, in my opinion, a disaster. Big government, bureaucrats, unelected people telling others what to do, creating more issues, more problems, and more red tape, stifling growth. Now, many countries thought that, gee whiz, this euro is going to be awesome. I want everybody to stop thinking of the euro as the euro and think of the euro as the Deutschmark. Because the reality is, that's what it is. It's the Deutschmark. And all of a sudden, countries in and around Europe were allowed to borrow money at rates they shouldn't have been borrowing money at. I watched this happen in Greece. Greece was Greece. I mean, what you see is what you get. It was a country you'd go to. No, you wouldn't see a lot of fancy cars in Greece. You didn't see a lot of BMWs or Porsches and Mercedes or anything like that. You didn't have in Athens, you didn't have the super fancy stores like you'd see in Milan and all the Italian designers. It was a place you go to. You know what? The sun was great. The water was great. The food was inexpensive. The vacation was great. It was a good place. That all changed. All changed very, very quickly. All of a sudden, cheap money started coming in. And people started spending money at the, well, you know that, they really shouldn't have. Then led to what? Well, again, why does this all matter? We'll explain why. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm breaking my back just to know
your name, but heaven ain't close in a place like Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
When I went to Greece with my wife for Easter back in 2004. Remember, that was right when their Olympics were supposed to take place. And I was, again, I I was shocked at how far behind they were in regards to the preparations, but what it shocked me to an even greater degree is all of a sudden everybody seemed to be driving a BMW and a Porsche. And I'm like, what changed? What new industries came here to Greece? What has changed? Why, how is it that all of a sudden people can afford all of this stuff that they couldn't afford before? Really nothing. Just cheap money. Cheap money. Oh, sure. Sure, a lot of money was spent and contractors making money on Olympic preparations and transportation and all that jazz. But I saw what was going to happen and I knew that a disaster was coming. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. Now, let's look at Italy. Since Italy joined the euro, the per capita GDP has dropped. Hasn't gone up, it's dropped. Now, Italy is not Greece. Italy is one of the largest economies in the world. It's almost as big as Great Britain's. But it had some issues as of late. And this caused a problem this past week. Voters went to the polls and they basically rejected. This is what happened. This is why we're having all the problems. The voters rejected what would be their Republicans and Democrats. First time ever. And two out of the mainstream parties were elected. One of them is the Five Star Movement. The other one is called the League, or La Lega Nord. La Lega Nord, I learned about decades ago. And I found it fascinating that this was, it wasn't that far out of the mainstream, but it was a political party in Italy whose goal was to break the country up. They wanted to break the country up. They were sick and tired of the North making all of this money and being in all the industry there and getting taxed and sending the money to the South. So one would say that the Lega Nord party was to the right and the Five Star Movement is to the left. And they came together to form a coalition government. Now, the president of Italy is not elected. You have a lot of this in Europe, right? Not elected. Bureaucrats put him in power. And he didn't like the choice for economic minister. Because the economic minister is a euro skeptic. So he wouldn't allow them to form a government. Which, again, has got the people quite riled up because they voted for these two groups. And you've got various different politicos in the European Union saying, you see what happens when you don't vote for mainstream parties, which again is ticking the Italians off to an even greater degree. So now there is the concern out there that Italy will just say, forget it. Forget it. We're going to have a referendum and we're going to leave the European Union like Great Britain has. And this is part of the problem. People are looking at Great Britain and everyone was told what a disaster it was going to be with this Brexit. And it's been the exact opposite. Great Britain's economy is doing fantastic. There are plenty of jobs there. Things are much better than they are in the Mediterranean countries. The reality of the situation is that Italy has an enormous amount of debt. Greece has an enormous amount of debt. Many of these countries do. Why? Because they're socialist. Politicians promise things. And politicians can promise a lot, especially when the government controls certain industries. Like they have for generations, whether it be airlines, whether it be ports, it doesn't make any difference. And they promise things like early retirements and great pension plans and only working a few days a week. We said that one of the best jobs you could have in the entire world was to be an Alitalia pilot. You only worked a couple days a week. But what happens when you start trying to take this stuff away from people? They don't like it. They don't like it. And that's this reality that Europe has to come to. It's why you're seeing major strikes taking place in France. They're trying to put forth various different reforms. They're striking again in Greece. They don't want to deal with reality. And they're going to have to sooner rather than later. Because you know what? They're not having kids anymore. The demographics, how shall I put it? don't bode well for their future. They're not replacing themselves. And again, when you've got all these pension plans and you need kids to pay into them, well, how are you going to go about doing that? So what happens is countries in of themselves can become little death spirals in the sense that, yes, people are dying and they're not being replaced. And that's killing off all of the little pension plans and promises that government had put out to you in the past. And again, this is a teachable moment for us here in the United States, because guess what? We're not having kids like we used to either. This is all a product of what we like to call socialism town here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Once you're there, this is what happens. You get the socialism town, guess what? Your birth rate goes down. Your birth rate goes down because, you know what? Your growth rate as a country goes down. People don't have kids. Can't afford to have kids. Their taxes continue to go up. Again, part of that death spiral and something we want to avoid. Now, we as a nation, we've kind of recognized what's been going on in Europe for a while. And if you remember back, remember Donald Rumsfeld got himself in trouble when he called Western Europe old Europe versus Eastern Europe, which is actually growing right now, and they have much better pro-growth policies. Even Barack Obama talked about his pivot to Asia. This is one of the reasons why, hey, all of these talks and trade talks with Asia are important. We could still hope, though, and hopefully Europe can get its act together to put an end to that death spiral. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I hope I answered everybody's questions. I got a lot of emails on this problem. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump is participating in a roundtable on the foreign investment